I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9:30 a.m. I would also like to ask as a courtesy to all to please ensure that your pagers and/or cell phones are turned off. Also, I would like to remind our directors, each director received notice of board meeting. Public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Director Smith indicated that he would not be present for the meeting. I'd like to make a few announcements. Director Jeannie Kilgore Grant. I'd like to share with you, and that is to announce Director Jeannie Kilgore's marriage to Lawson Grant on September 24th. So let me congratulate and present to the board Jeannie Grant. Additionally, I have some sad news to share. Director Bill Masterson passed away on September 27th. So as we turn our thoughts to the times we spent with him, I can say along with the directors and staff that Director Masterson will be greatly missed, and our prayers go out to his family and friends. We have set aside this time to hear from you, the general public, those of you who are interested in providing comments and filled out one of the cards available at the receptionist desk will be called to approach the podium to make your comments at this time. Our first speaker will be Tony Allen, Granberry.
Thank you, Peoria members, men and women, for the opportunity to say a few words here. Y'all know me, most of you do. I've been down to every meeting just about the last 3.5 years. We're real concerned in Granberry about the half study. And I know when we brought this up, we were in the middle of a drought. Granberry was 6, 8, 9 feet low. Possum Kingdom was probably 12 or 15. Y'all went back and made a resolution saying that if PK would meet with us, it was okay with y'all. Well, that's like taking a 5-year-old kid and say, I'm going to take your candy and share it with somebody. And that's the only piece of candy they had. It didn't work very well. And that's the way it was then. We're not in a drought now. Hopefully, we don't get in one. Matter of fact, that's the worst drought we had since 49, I believe. And if we would take and do what Mr. Ford said he'd do in Austin when we were there 3 years ago, he said anything if it cost less than $200,000, he didn't even have to get permission from the board, he would do it. Well, that didn't happen, and it was like $90,000. The city of Granberry, the county of Hood County, spent more money than that trying to fight the thing. You got your permit. We're okay with that. I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for the county, and I'm speaking for the city. I don't think there would be anything to stop that. But we'd love to see y'all pass it, do the study, do what's right for our county and all counties. If we're wrong, I won't come back and bother y'all, unless the governor appoints me, and I don't think it's going to happen. But I'd love to have the opportunity to know if we're right or wrong. Hopefully and pray we'll never need it. But if our kids or grandkids need it, it'll be set aside for them. Please consider that at your next meeting. Thank you. God bless y'all, and God bless America.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.